The top. We are celebrating the 20th anniversary of Deep Blue Sea with screenwriter
Wayne Powers.
And we're bringing you the episode The Purge today. And we have an amazing special guest. Edwin Hodges here from Purge 1, 2, and 3.
Woo! How you doing?
Sellers, good. My co-host Chris Courtney Martin.
Hey, y'all.
And today we are talking about the greatest sequel in horror cinematic history. And I'm not making that up. It is Scream 2.
I'm at 11 minutes and 26
Very
seconds.
Very intense.
Yeah, 11 minutes in and we lost two black people. Yeah, you're sweating. Oof. You got it's much better when you watch it. I'm not doing it justice.
I mean, I was like borderline triggered. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I was like, yeah, it's believable because it's like, you know, they're doing all this crazy promo shit. But in 2019, I also feel like if a black woman was being stabbed to death, I can't guarantee that people would, depending on where you are, I can't guarantee that people would step in.
It's funny. It was because you got to think, you know, yes, you know, when it comes to racial issues, those words mean one thing. But when we come to, you know, economic and sociological issues as well, those words mean things as well, yeah. You know. And, you know, to call somebody a swine or a pig, you know, you're just saying you're the lowest of the low.
Proudest thing about Deep Blue Sea for you?
I think I gave you three. The one obvious one is Samuel Jackson being pulled in the thing. All you have to do is say Deep Blue Sea, and you have to look at all puzzles, say Samuel Jackson, and then you just sort of mime him being sucked into the ocean. People, you know, throughout the world recognize that image and really like it. I also think with Stellan Skarsgård, that whole sequence of him ending up being killed and going right into Aquatica, I just think it was a real horror, really good horror movie sequence.
I don't like to sit at a laptop and consider it to be work. You know what I mean? I like to be just doing things in life and letting your subconscious wander through all of the things that you should be doing at that time. So I guess the real trick is to never be present in your actual life and always be thinking about this stuff while you're pretending to be present in that life. So that then when you do get your hour and a half to sit down at the laptop in the middle of the night, you're just really spewing out all the stuff from your subconscious that you've worked out throughout the day.